You're listening to Messages from the Middle. I'm Wendy Parrish. This is episode number 55, ADHD Burnout.
Have you noticed that people don't usually share their struggles until they're over? It's not until they've defeated their dragon and marched victoriously home that they share their story. Well, I'm not one of those people. My name is Wendy Parrish, and I am in the middle of my story. From the middle, I've learned a few things, and I would like to bring you into my story. This is the good, the struggle, the light, the dark, and the lessons learned. This is Messages from the Middle.
Hello, and welcome to Messages from the Middle. I'm your host, Wendy Parrish. Messages from the Middle is a mental health podcast where I share my experiences from the middle of my mental health journey. Over the past few months, I've been feeling utterly exhausted. This isn't like your run-of-the-mill tiredness. It's more like that feeling when you're struggling to keep your eyes open despite having taken a sleeping pill. It's that kind of tired. Daily naps have become a norm. And some days, one nap's not enough. I'm gonna need two. And I usually find myself needing to go back to sleep right after I drop my kids off at school. I'm still so tired from, you know, I haven't woken up yet. And usually once I wake up, take the kids to school, I'm ready to go. This level of fatigue is not my normal vibe. I mean, who doesn't love a good nap, but needing one just to function, this was all new territory for me, other than pregnancy. And alongside the fatigue, I've noticed a steep decline in my ability to tackle even the smallest household tasks. Simple chores like just cooking dinner or hitting the grocery store suddenly feel like scaling Mount Everest. Now, as someone intimately familiar with the challenges of ADHD executive function, I've always had my moments, but usually I could use one of my strategies to muster up the strength to power through, or simply just force myself to do the thing. The trick was to just get started and take the first step. Once I got started, I could usually see it through. But lately, not so much. I will muster up the energy to begin, but before I know it, I'm shutting down bit by bit. Recognizing these symptoms, along with a few other telltale signs, it prompted me to dig deeper into the concept of ADHD burnout. My first question was, is it a thing? And if so, what triggers it? What are the signs? And how can you recover from ADHD burnout? So the answer to the first question is, ADHD burnout is absolutely real. It's a thing. So what exactly is ADHD burnout? Well, it's like hitting the ultimate exhaustion trifecta, physically, mentally, and emotionally drained. When you have ADHD, you're constantly wrestling with ADHD symptoms from executive dysfunction, battling impulsivity, forgetfulness, sleep struggles, the whole gamut. It's like running a marathon while juggling flaming torches, except those torches are labeled masking and procrastination. The thing is, navigating a neurotypical world when you've got ADHD, it just demands more energy. It's like running on overdrive 24/7, and eventually your brain and body are just like, I'm tapped out. I really want to, but I just can't. ADHD burnout isn't a mental health diagnosis or a formal symptom of ADHD. Rather, it's a term that highlights a common experience for people with ADHD as they fight to overcome the challenges of living in a world that's just not created for our neurodivergent brains. So what does ADHD burnout actually look like in the wild? So imagine feeling like you've stretched yourself thin, like a rubber band on the brink of snapping. It's a state where you're constantly seeking solace in detachment and apathy. almost like a survival instinct is kicking in. For me personally, that means diving headfirst into sleep, burying myself in books for hours on end, or binging TV shows until I've reached peak shutdown mode. It's like my brain's way of hitting the emergency stop button. And here's the kicker. ADHD burnout looks a lot like depression, sporting all the classic symptoms: sadness, irritability, a total lack of motivation, the whole shebang. And here's the other thing. Everybody's ADHD burnout playbook is going to look different. I'm just telling you what mine looks like. But here are some common things to look for with ADHD burnout. Feeling overwhelmed, like you want to run away or escape from all responsibilities. Lowered productivity and poor performance at work or school, or really anything you have to do. Feelings of fatigue and constant exhaustion. Low self-confidence coupled with high self-criticism. Lack of motivation and lack of drive to complete tasks. Anger and resentment towards your responsibilities, obligations, or even other people. Irritability and mood swings. And that's usually going to come with exhaustion and fatigue. Increased procrastination, including avoiding people, avoiding obligations, and avoiding your tasks. And even the physical health problems that can show up with chronic stress. So let's delve deeper into the roots of ADHD burnout. As I mentioned earlier, it's essentially the fallout from the ongoing stresses of wrangling your ADHD symptoms day in and day out. Here's the kicker though. Even if you've got a pretty tight grip on managing those symptoms, burnout can still come knocking at your door. Yep, you heard me right. Even if you're a pro at keeping those ADHD quirks in check, the sheer energy expenditure involved in working with those ADHD symptoms can pile on the stress. It's like constantly running a marathon while your neurotypical buddies are just out for a leisurely stroll. It's worth taking some time to step back and notice your own burnout triggers. Those usually revolve around things like transition or changes in your schedule, sensory overload, overdemand of sustained attention or organization, and the stresses of ADHD masking. These triggers are usually going to look something like overcommitment. You know, I often find myself replaying that iconic opening scene from The Incredibles in my mind. It's a metaphor for my life so many times. You know that part where Mr. Incredible is constantly swooping in to save the day and reassuring everyone, "I've got time, I've got time." And then he ends up being late for his own wedding. That feels like me all the time. I feel like I can just cram it all in and do all of the things and I've got time. And then I end up just hitting a wall and then I don't have time to do anything but stop. Maybe it's a case of time management gone awry or just a touch of time blindness, but the real culprit here is overcommitment. It's like being stretched in 100 different directions, trying to be everything to everyone until bam, you're left feeling completely overextended, overwhelmed, and that's right, burned out. Another cause of ADHD burnout is lack of self-care. Absolutely, when you're stretched thin and juggling a million things at once, self-care can easily slip through the cracks. It's like your to-do list becomes this towering behemoth, and suddenly things like getting enough sleep, getting in your exercise, eating well, and just plain old relaxing take a back seat. But here's the thing. When you neglect self-care, you're basically rolling out the red carpet for burnout to waltz right in. It's like forgetting to put gas in your car and then wondering why it conks out on the highway. Prioritizing self-care isn't just a luxury, it's a necessity, especially when you're riding the burnout train. And then there's perfectionism. My favorite. The classic double-edged sword, especially for us with ADHD. It's like this relentless drive to achieve the impossible, to constantly chase after this ideal of perfection that's always just out of reach. But here's the kicker. The more you strive for perfection, the higher your stress levels skyrocket. It's like setting yourself up for a never-ending game of catch where every stumble and imperfection just adds fuel to the fire of negative self-talk. And guess what? That toxic cocktail of stress and self-criticism is your one-way ticket to Burnoutville, population you, that you took the burnout train to. And I want to add, when I said before that ADHD, that there's the stresses of ADHD masking, that's also can be a trigger. Perfection fits in this category. We tend to put on the perfection mask and wear that so that, you know, no one knows that our brains are operating differently than they're expected to. I also think it's really important that I mention that the experience of ADHD burnout can create a vicious cycle. The demands of life pile up, motivation lags, stress builds up, and then bam, burnout. This cycle can significantly interfere with a person's ability to find relief. Here's a more detailed breakdown of the ADHD burnout cycle. First, there's some form of commitment or responsibility that requires increased attention, focus, or productivity. I'm going with commitment, but it can be any of those other elements that I talked about before. Number two, ADHD symptoms begin to interfere with this task. Feelings of stress and frustration begin to take hold, followed by avoidance, procrastination, and other unhealthy coping skills meant to alleviate the negative feelings momentarily, but they lead to an even more difficult time completing the task. Then we have increased levels of stress and overwhelm that lead to quitting, giving up, or a complete withdrawal from responsibilities, followed by the guilt that is caused by the lack of productivity. And then there's a tendency to overcommit to responsibilities, leading to further feelings of stress, anxiety, and overwhelm, which begins the cycle over and over again. That sounds pretty terrible. Burnout. It's this delightful little extra challenge that you get to add to your ADHD bingo card. Because, you know, life wasn't already interesting enough. But fear not, because there's a way out of the burnout maze. It's all about understanding, managing, and getting the support you need to break free from this vicious cycle. Once you've hit the brakes on burnout, that's when the real magic can happen. You start to gain a deeper understanding of your ADHD and how to manage its quirky symptoms more effectively. So let's dive into some strategies for better managing your ADHD symptoms so that you can end this burnout cycle. I'm not gonna lie, it's not easy. Recovering from ADHD burnout can be a slow and difficult process, but there are steps that you can take to alleviate these symptoms and start to feel better. So here are some things that you can do to start to recover from your ADHD burnout. First, this one sounds great. Outsource executive functioning tasks. Delegate any task that you can to free up emotional energy, allowing you to focus on what's most important. And it's worth paying attention to what things maybe would just be better to eliminate. As I stated before, right now, grocery shopping and cooking dinner is just like, it feels like climbing Mount Everest. So we have a meal delivery service happening in our home right now, and it's working great. And at the end, we almost feel like we're saving money because I'm not buying all the extra dopamine things at the grocery store. And we don't have all the waste from all the groceries I buy that then I don't use because I'm not cooking dinner. I love this one. And I think it takes my neurodivergent friends to understand this. But you need to attend to your sensory needs. Pay attention to how you feel and take a break when you feel overwhelmed. There were a lot of sensory issues that I was dealing with that I was just dealing with them because I didn't want to be, I guess high maintenance might be the word that I'm looking for, But yeah, like there are certain things that I can't have touching me. There are certain sounds I can't handle. There's certain ways that the light can be that bothers me. And I used to just kind of like put up with it, but it was really irritating me. It was like there was like sandpaper on my brain, but I didn't want to be high maintenance. But you know what? I can choose to wear comfy clothes. I can put in my noise canceling headphones or turn things off or ask people in my home to maybe turn that off or be quiet. So you get to take care of your sensory needs, whatever those may be for you. Spend some time unmasked. This one's tricky. It's easier for me to be unmasked when I'm alone at home, but also we're probably not supposed to be isolating and pulling away all the time, right? But try to spend time with people who accept you as you are without needing to mask or pretend. It can be incredibly restorative. So find your people and spend a little bit more time with them. And I can tell when I've spent time with those people in my life because I come home feeling like I'll say stuff to my husband. I'm like, that was healing. And it seems like such a dramatic word, but I realize that maybe restorative is the better word. I just feel better. And then you can make sure that you have appropriate accommodations in place. Have the right support and accommodation. So if that's at school, at work, or at home, what kind of things do you need? This one I definitely see applying to school and schoolwork and work, your job at work. I am pretty much a stay-at-home mom, and so this one doesn't necessarily apply to me. Any accommodations needed, I get to give myself. But if you go to school, if you go to work, then think about what kind of accommodations you need. You may need to have, you know, take care of those sensory needs. You may need to ask for a time to work when you are more efficient at working, somebody to work with that you can work with more easily, unmasked, things like that. I really love this one. Spend time doing activities that you enjoy. Engage in those activities that bring you passion, that you're passionate about, and they bring you joy. And this can help alleviate burnout. So if it's spending time in nature or exercise, like if you love running, or for me, that would be spending some time either creating something. I love to make things, whatever that may be. I may need to paint something, sew something, make something, spending time at the piano, even just like driving in my car with music playing that I can sing at the top of my lungs, like things that light you up. Spend time doing those things, whatever your hyper-focus is, like spend time on that. And this one's big. Prioritize healthy sleep hygiene and your routines. During burnout, the body is often in a little bit of a hormonal roller coaster. So you need to support healthy rhythms and prioritize your, like, have a sleep schedule, have a nighttime routine, have a morning routine. Find ways to make sleep a more of a priority in your life. And then engage in activities that promote relaxation. This is things like yoga and other activities that activate the parasympathetic nervous system. I'm going to throw in Pilates. It does that. It gives your nervous system a hug. These things are really helpful for people recovering from ADHD burnout. So consider focusing on movements that get your head below your heart, like forward folds or inversions. These are a really great way to activate the relaxation response. And other great activities are meditation, deep breathing, spending time in nature, and be sure to prioritize your rest and relaxation and don't overschedule yourself. So if you feel yourself entering that ADHD burnout cycle, you can interrupt that cycle anywhere in the pattern with any of those suggestions. Find something that you can just throw in there, start to prioritize your sleep, go outside in nature, pay attention to what sensory needs that you can take care of. set better boundaries and expectations at work or school or with your commitments. So if you've got a commitment and responsibility and it's requiring a lot of attention and focus and productivity, then maybe you need to outsource other things and find ways to just interrupt that cycle anywhere along the way. And that can help you to avoid burnout and help you to find ways to recover from burnout. And one more thing that I want to mention is because burnout can show up like depression, you can also treat the depression. And I'm not actually advocating for medication for ADHD burnout necessarily, but, you know, talk to a therapist, work through what's happening. And that may even help you notice that what is happening is ADHD burnout, not necessarily a depressive episode. You may just start mentioning everything that's going on, and it may help you to notice what's happening. I hope this information on ADHD burnout gave you a little bit of insight, either if you have ADHD and maybe you've noticed this happening in your life, or there's a very good chance that there's someone in your life who has ADHD, and it might give you a little bit of understanding and compassion for what's happening. If you start to notice increased fatigue, irritability, things that just seem like they're kind of out of character for them, especially if they are really good at getting things done, then you can be the superhero who can help them interrupt the cycle and interrupt anywhere in that ADHD burnout cycle with suggestions. Maybe be like, hey, let's go for a walk. Let's go to a yoga class. Things like that. You get to be a hero. Anyway, I hope that this information was helpful. I'd love to hear what you think about this and what your experiences have been with ADHD and ADHD burnout. Feel free to send me a DM on Instagram. That is @childsongbird. Or you can shoot me an email. It's wendy@messagesfromthemiddle.com. And also, you can get in touch with me through my calendar link on my link in my bio on Instagram and schedule a time to coach with me. I am a certified life coach through the Life Coach School, and I want to use what I've learned from my life experiences and from life coaching to reach my hand out and help anyone else who is in the middle of their story. Thank you so much for spending this time with me today. I super duper appreciate it. And I want you to know that you are loved and that you matter, no matter who you are or where you are in your story. Thank you so much, and we will see you next time. Bye.
Thank you so much for joining me in the middle of my story. My theme music is White Linen by Asher Child. He's my kid. You can find all of his amazing music on all streaming platforms. And you know, it just wouldn't be a podcast if I didn't ask you to subscribe and share this podcast with your friends. But seriously, it would really mean so much to me if you did. Thank you so much, and see you next time.